Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating disability evaluation on patient Delaney, D-E-L-A-N-E-Y, first name Liam, L-I-A-M, Richard, R-I-C-H-A-R-D, date of birth June 9, 1969, the date of evaluation April 23rd, 2025. The chief complaint, 55-year-old male with history of diabetes, cirrhosis, and cardiac disease referred for evaluation. The patient reports having history of congestive heart failure, which was identified approximately 2.5 years earlier when he presented with edema and shortness of breath, period. He was hospitalized at Summit Hospital, period. The patient stated that he has had ongoing symptoms such that he applied for disability evaluation. He has dyspnea worsened by exertion at a couple hundred of feet, but he has no chest pain, period. He apparently had echocardiogram on March 10, 2025. This revealed mild left ventricular enlargement. There was global hypokinesis. Left ventricular ejection fraction was estimated to be 8%, period. There was mild RV enlargement with severe right ventricular hypokinesis, period. There was moderate left atrial enlargement, period. Moderate tricuspid regurgitation, period. RVSP was elevated at 39 millimeters of mercury, period. The IVC was further noted to be dilated, period. There was mild mitral regurgitation, period. Moderate tricuspid regurgitation was present, period. Patient is again seen for disability evaluation. His past medical history includes one, diabetes, next number, congestive heart failure, past surgical history, splenectomy, next number, facial reconstruction, medications, zinc sulfate, 220 micrograms, one daily, aripiprazole, A-R-I-P-R-A-Z-O-L-E, 5 milligrams, one daily, vitamin C, 500 milligrams daily, vitamin D3, 500 units daily, iron sulfates, 65 milligrams daily, metformin, 850 milligrams, BID, spironolactone, 25 milligrams daily, tosamide, 10 milligrams daily, the allergies, no known drug allergies, family history. He states that he was adopted. The social history, he previously smoked one pack per day, period. He notes prior alcohol use, but quit greater than 7 years, period. He also notes marijuana use, period. He notes prior history of methamphetamine use. He stated that he last used 1 month ago, period. Review of systems. Otherwise unremarkable. The review of systems significant for an active problem list. 1, duodenum ulcer. Next number, leukocytosis. Next number, diabetes type 2 without complication. Next number, sepsis. Next number, acute hyponatremia. Next number, weight loss. Next number, portal vein thrombosis. Next number, history of splenectomy. Next number, chronic alcoholic gastritis without hemorrhage. Next number, alcohol-induced chronic pancreatitis. Next number, gram-positive cocci bacteremia. Next number, Streptococcus viridans infection. Next number, thrombocytosis. Next number, diabetic ketoacidosis without coma. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 136/82, pulse 81, respiratory rate 18, height 66 inches, weight 108.8 pounds. In general, he appears thin, cachectic. Skin reveals multiple tattoos. Cardiovascular, he is tachycardic. There is an S3 present. There is slight increased JVD. The musculoskeletal, he has muscular atrophy involving the extremities. The impression, this is a 55-year-old male with polysubstance abuse to include alcohol, cigarette smoking, marijuana, and amphetamine use. He has a cardiomyopathy and underlying congestive heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, period. The patient further has evidence of severe protein calorie malnutrition, period. The medical source statement, this 55-year-old male is unable to perform tasks which require significant lifting, pushing, bending, period. He has severely decreased left ventricular systolic function, period. He appears cachectic, period. Functionally, comma, he is categorized New York Heart Association Class 3. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.